Good morning, and thank you for holding. At this time, we would like to welcome you to the Mellus earnings result call for the first quarter 2021. We have with us today Israel Salman, the company's CEO and founder, and Luciano Valli, the investor relations officer. Bear in mind that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company presentation. Ensuing this, we will go on to the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant require assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously through internet via webcast and can be accessed at the address ri.mellus.com.br, where the presentation can also be found. The replay of this event will be available soon after the conclusion. The webcast participants can post their question via website. These will be responded by the RI area after the conclusion. As a reminder, forward-looking statements made during this conference call referring to the Mellus business outlook, projections, operational and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company management and on information currently available to the company. These forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance as they involve risks, uncertainties. They refer to future events and depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that sectoral conditions and other operational factors could affect the future results of Mellus and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in the statements. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Israel Salman, who will begin the presentation. You may proceed, sir. Good morning and good morning to all. Good morning to Luciano, who is here with me. In May, we celebrate 6 months as a listed company, and it's difficult to express how satisfied we are that all of this time has gone through a period of a great deal of learning. Our team working in a disciplined way, delivering everything that had been promised and planned during the roadshow with investors. We're truly very satisfied, therefore, and the results presentation is something special. I would like to begin the presentation in a different way. In the last months and days, we held an event, our traditional kickoff with our team. And in this kickoff where we speak about the goals this year, somewhat late this year because of the distancing and lockdown, we did change the date, but it was a very special kickoff for us. We went through a very difficult year last year, not only us, but everybody, due to the unprecedented scenario. And in the midst of this turbulence, we held the IPO, we did deliver some results, and all of these novelties were happening to us. But the team continued to be focused. It was a moment of celebration, crowning a very difficult year with good results. During this kickoff, we usually announce our new partners, reinforcing that idea of partnership that I harp on so much. I said that in the last 10 years, Mellus was built on three pillars: technology, partnership, and culture. And this ceremony for the new partners makes the partnership idea very clear and also shows our culture in the practice. At a moment of social distancing, where we're far from everybody in the team, we end up not even knowing our investors personally, I decided to begin the presentation showing you what was the announcement we made to the team, share with you the idea of partnership and a bit of our culture. I will show you a 5-minute video, not very common, but I think it will be worthwhile. Milius has a company policy that is given to any employee, taking into account their results, their professional background, and what they expect from the future of the company, but basically their alignment with our culture. In our IPO, 25% of our employees were already partners of the company. The persistence and willpower made everything materialize. It's with a great deal of pride and certainty that I have become a new partner at Melius. Loud cheering. I truly cannot put into words what I am feeling now. It's the day-to-day that has led me to this incredible moment that I have been struggling so much for. And I truly have a great deal of synergy with this company. I am a very courageous person and very thankful for what I have received here. We've always held this kickoff. I have been there for 4 years, and there's a countdown because for all of us, this is a professional challenge. We have people who are truly concerned with what is happening. They teach us a great deal, and this is something that I wanted since the very beginning. But I'm very proud of what I can still build for my future. Thank you very much for this. She's incredibly intelligent. She's highly competent in everything that she decides to do within the team and outside the team. She is a true inspiration, besides being a wonderful working colleague. This is my life, and I'm very happy to announce that you are a new partner as well. Well, Melius is much more than just a simple company. The team represents everything for me, and we have had an incredible increase of people who were at Melius and are now at Melius, a significant increase. And Melius is a company that has given them a great deal, has given them a great deal of projection. And I wanted to speak about dreams. It's so good when you see somebody sharing their dreams with you, when they honestly come to you and they say, help me fulfill this dream. And Melius needs people with a strong culture. And those people know that when they're good, they will receive feedback. You will look at the person, and the person is resolving the problems, getting better, and becomes truly awesome. It's been 3 years that I have been in the company, and well, three very special years of my life. Makes no sense to me to leave here. I want to build something with you. And I truly don't know what to say. All I can do is truly thank you. Thank you very much. And you? Have you already thought about working in a company where you can become a partner? I think that this type of video for moments when we speak to the investors is a time when we show that this is more than results, more than a simple broker, more than a company. Our results have been incredible, and the team has achieved what we are doing. But what truly matters for us is to work with people that we truly love, like a very large family. This is part of our culture. More than family, they are partners. And my feeling is that we founded Melios in 2011, and I have a very good feeling. So many good people living with us day in and day after with that spirit of ownership as we have, and this will make a great difference in the future. Without anything further, I would like to share the presentation with you. As usual, our Melios team is also here in the presentation watching, and I'm quite sure that once again, they got very emotional by watching the video once again. I would like to express my thanks to all of you. We did go through difficult moments of home office where we miss each other, but you truly gave the best of yourselves. Thank you for these 6 months as a listed company. It has been incredible, and the best is yet to come. And I hope that you will maintain this spirit within you. I will begin speaking about what we planned in the presentation. We had spoken about 4 items that we would like to deliver. First of all, reinforcing the team, grow our user base, advance in the M&A funnel, and carry out the cashback implementations in the international platform, which is Pico D. And about this first point, and there's no way not to speak about this. I began speaking about talents, and we're very satisfied with our results. We held the IPO in November with 142 people. We ended the fourth quarter with 182 people. And because of the number of dreams and plans that we have, we had to reinforce the team, bring in more people and people who were aligned with our culture and that were technically very good. And today we have 244 people at Melios with a strong culture. They were handpicked. Went through our culture interview that we value so much. But above all, we were also able to organically speed up doing the recruitment for the team, but inorganically through acquisitions, through M&As that we put on their feet in the last 6 months. One of the first M&As was Picodi, our international marketplace that has allowed us to expand our operations to 44 countries. It's funny, people say, "You're from Belo Horizonte. This is where you have your largest team." Part of your team is also in Manaus, where we have a technology center. I joke and I say that our greatest team is in Kraków, which is the headquarters of Picodi in Poland, and home office and remote work and working from any place is something that is deeply rooted. Access Bank that we announced recently, pending the approval of the central bank, and that will add 178 incredible people. Team, they will end up becoming Melius people. And the team of Acesso, as the Melius team, has 50% of its labor force focusing on technology and product. And of course, we have a great deal to develop, and we have products that we want to continue to enhance. Finally, we announced two acquisitions last week, Melhor Plano and Promobit, along with eDinheiro. These three companies represent 108 people. These are companies that are being managed by entrepreneurs that we truly admire. They're aligned with our culture, and we began to speak to the companies before going into the M&As, and we're very satisfied that these companies are now part of our group. We will speak about them very soon. We continue to grow our user base, increasing the products that we offer, with a highlight to the 16 million products and the number of users that now are 7 million. The third point, the advance in the M&A funnel in financial services, as well as in M&As that will add to our marketplace. We spoke about Promobit, Plano, besides the M&As that we had already put back to back with Picodi and what was part of our group during the IPO. For the first time, we bring you a graph to try to explain to you a bit more about our plan. We truly like this funnel that represents the consumption. It goes all the way from the discovery and intention to buy up to the conversion to purchasing. That consumption funnel is a funnel that we deem to be necessary and responsible to generate value for our partners, whether they are online retailers or financial institutions. And besides this funnel, before the decision to purchase in the last few months, we have always added the after-sales moment where we have banking solutions as well as credit card solutions like our credit card. All of these acquisitions, plans, and products developed in a certain way are part of this funnel that begins before the purchase till after the purchase. And our intention, of course, is to create the greatest value for our partners. If we consider the revenues of Melius for 2020 of 125 million, these M&As have added in the pro forma result 65% more revenues vis-à-vis the Melius last year. We're very happy because we have had the addition of talented people, know-how that we did not have in-house, and additionally, we have brought in sound businesses that generate cash, but that are already very robust, that have gone beyond the break-even moment and have a growth in revenues every year. Finally, the implementation of cashback in the international marketplace, Pico D. We're on track according to our goal, which is to launch the cashback marketplace on September of this year. Pico D, to underscore this, is present in 44 countries. It has more than 60 million visitors to its sites and platforms every year. And we believe that when we put the marketplace cashback running, we will be able to better monetize this qualified base of users. And in a few years, we will be able to implement optionalities in financial services as we have done in Brazil. So the international playbook follows the well-known playbook of Melius in Brazil. And a bit about numbers. In the first quarter, Pico D had more than 13 million visitors to its sites. It's a traffic originating for more than 44 countries. The GMV in reais was 277 million in the first 3 months of the year, a growth of over 21% vis-à-vis the first quarter 20. Net revenues grew 20%, reaching 7.7 million reais in the first quarter this year. In the case of Pico D, the best is yet to come with the results and the growth that you see. These are the results of a business model that for us will still leave a great deal of cash on the table, users that are not being fully serviced. And when we launch cashback, we will add more growth, a better relationship with our base, more GMV, and more revenues. We'll go into the growth highlights and speak more specifically about Melius. We have more than 27,000 accounts open per day. Per working day, we would get to 38,000 accounts. In terms of active users, a growth of 226% vis-à-vis the first quarter last year. The marketplace with a very strong growth in GMV, 93% growth quarter on quarter, and a GMV of the last 12 months of 2.9 billion reais. And in financial services, we have many requests for our credit card, a growth of 19 times vis-à-vis the first quarter of 20, with more than a million requests per quarter, and we have been doing this in a consecutive way. I bring you this slide once again that I showed at the beginning to show you that despite the fact that we have brought in and accelerating investments in marketing, we still have room to grow. We delivered in a lot, but invested very little. But the investments are higher than the parameters we had last year. Our feeling is that our ability to grow is increasing. And with this, we discover that we also increase our ability to invest in the proper channels for growth. That is why Lucas, in the last conference call, made the analogy of an airplane that is learning how to take off. It drives down the runway, it begins to take off. And we understand that our airplane is far from cruising speed, but we're getting closer to that. And the consistent figures that we are disclosing show this. The summary of this slide, and I would like to underscore this, our feeling is that we can accelerate this ever more. We will do this at the right time, and we're improving everything quarter after quarter. The GMV has been growing as remarked, and the highlight here is to the 93% growth year on year. It's worthwhile underscoring that the travel sector that was very representative pre-pandemic still has not recovered. The growth of 93% is without the traveling levels that we would deem to be normal. The growth is significant, but we can still unleash further growth in the marketplace, and traveling at the right moment will contribute towards this. For the third consecutive quarter, we have had more than 1 million card applications. This shows that we're delivering results in a consistent way, that our team has a very good strategy for the acquisition of users, and our feeling regarding the products that will be launched, the financial services, when we look at the digital accounts that are part of the plan and all of the products that we would like to launch, we are very enthusiastic. We were able to put in place a very robust strategy for the credit card, but we have also maintained consistency when we launch products. Once again, we know that the other products will have a very similar behavior because of the learnings we have had from the credit card. And the credit card, this is data that had not been disclosed. The TPV continues to grow quickly, more than seven times vis-à-vis the first quarter 2020. And the TPV for the last 12 months is 1.5 billion reais, with a sevenfold growth compared to the TPV of the first quarter 2020. Melio's Nota Fiscal invoice continues to gain relevance, conquering the users that navigate through our app. And the Melio's invoice and all the growth that we observe is being done through cross-sales with other products that we had. The base that was already using our credit card or buying from the marketplace is now discovering the Nota Fiscal, the invoice, engaging with the product and truly enjoying it. And as you can see in the graph, the volumes and the attraction that you see in the business takes place through the retention of this product. Users are engaging semester after semester, and this is our most important metric. One more remark on Melio's Nota Fiscal. Melio's Nota Fiscal, the invoice, allows us access to a very relevant volume of data, and this can help us to build new products, whether they are financial or for the marketplace. All of the data that we collect from consumption, data donated by the consumers themselves who receive cashback, are very valuable data, and the team is beginning to work on this data. This is another area that we have to unleash in terms of value. In the coming quarters, the scale of this will grow, and we will begin to optimize the data to generate more value for our partners as well as for the users. We now go on to the financial highlights. We grew in terms of net revenue, 64% vis-à-vis the first quarter 2020. For the first time, we highlight the revenues of our international marketplace that began to be accounted for only in March, the month after we had announced the acquisition. And we hope that the international marketplace will continue to gain relevance, especially when we fully roll out the cashback product for the 44 countries. Net revenue reached 145 million in the last 12 months. As you can see in the graph to the right, a growth of 52% vis-à-vis the first quarter 2020. The marketplace revenue specifically had a growth of 41% year-on-year, and net revenue for the last 12 months for the marketplace reached 123 million, a growth of 33% compared to the first quarter 2020. We continue to grow exponentially in terms of revenues from financial services. Without a doubt, most of this comes from the credit card, which is our largest product. It's the largest because recently we launched Melius Loans, and this is the growth of our credit card. We began with 1.4 million in the first quarter 2020 to more than 9 million in the first quarter 2021. The net revenue for the last 12 months of 22 million had a growth of more than 8x vis-à-vis the first quarter 2020. Our EBITDA margin, adjusted margin, came to 14%. I would like to highlight that we're accelerating this ever more. As I said in the last presentation, we want to get the highest growth possible, the number of users and all of this to hire team. We have more room to grow, and because of this, our EBITDA has been compressed, and we hope that this will continue on through the next quarters. We're applying our way of doing business, always with our hand on the steering wheel, with all of the investments we make for the growth of users, for the growth of teams and M&As. All are very carefully planned. We always look at the cost of acquisition and the lifetime value for users. The M&As that we are holding always consider having a team that is aligned with our structure and synergy from the companies that we acquire. Melius is stepping on the accelerator with its hands on the steering wheel, working with correct and efficient measures. To conclude only the first part of the presentation, I would like to speak about plans for the upcoming quarters. Of course, we have to refer again to the team, and we have done excellent work in bringing in people to our team. Our challenge is greater than the team that we have at present, and we have to continue stepping on the accelerator to find good people and bring them in-house. This is perhaps the main plan for the coming quarters. The second point, we want to continue to grow our user base, evidently benefiting from that broader product and service portfolio, Melius Loans, the invoice, the gift card, and mobile top-up to accelerate cross-sell in products that are more consolidated, marketplace and the Melius card. We can grow by acquiring users and by better communicating through the base the other products that we are offering. Point number three, implementing the cashback in Pico D. We are on track with our goal, which is September 2021. We continue to work with the Polish team as well as with our team to deliver with greater quality. We're extremely satisfied with the integration process with Pico D. Day after day, we know that our choice was very correct. The last point, a novelty. Of course, it's not very difficult to imagine after the recent acquisitions, and mainly the acquisition that is pending the approval of the Bacen, the Acesso Bank. We're remodeling our Melius app, a new version that will allow users to have a simpler understanding of everything that Melius can offer, the financial products and the marketplace. Our mission, whilst we are simplifying, offers more options to the base, and this is something that you will hear us remarking more in the next calls. We still do not have a launch date, but we expect greater engagement for our team. The coming quarter, we're going to focus on launching this and offering more space, and in the next conference call, I will bring you an update in terms of our launch journey. And here at the very end, I would like to once again speak about the importance of the movements that we carried out in the acquisition of Acceso Bank and having David Holanda, the CEO, and the group to our team. Now, this acquisition still is pending approval through the central bank, but this is an acquisition that will change the trajectory of Melius and the value perception that we offer to our customers. In terms of addressable market, basically, we're going from a pre-Acceso Bank of 249 billion reais to a market of almost 10 trillion reais once we include these new financial products in our business. And I would also like to speak about how we have dealt with in terms of user acquisition and product development. We have a high pace and consistency in the development of products for our customers, and this is what generates ever more active users, enabling us to better monetize our base and have a very low CAC, CAC. When we began, Melius with marketplace, with online store partnerships. Through time, we launched our credit card in January of 2019 with an excellent adherence from our customer base, and we can now bring in new users through this product that only after that migrate to the marketplace. We then created the Nota Fiscal, the invoice mentioned today, that has grown marvelously. We're very enthusiastic with what this can add to our products. We launched Melius Loans, and with the acquisition of Acceso Bank and the next steps, we will have a broader offer of products and transactional services, banking services, recurrent services, and we will also launch more robust investment and insurance products. The digital account allows the Melius user to spend more time in our application. We can get to know our user base better, and with this, we can better sell the products that already existed: marketplace, credit card, Nota Fiscal, and Melius Loans. And we can also bring in new products to the base with investments and insurance. When we speak about the acquisition funnel, the activation, ensuring that users can refer this to friends and generate more revenues for Melius, all of this depends on having a good product and our capacity to continue to innovate and continue to deliver a better experience for our consumer and for our partners. This slide is key. It shows that our focus is on technology, on continuing to consistently develop new products, but that we're also unsatisfied. We're always seeking the best for our partners, for our users. In the last 6 months, as a listed company, Melius has changed a great deal in terms of team, in terms of products offered, and its plans for the future. Finally, to still refer to Acceso Bank, well, this slide is perhaps one of the slides I like best. It brings together these two ecosystems, the one that Melius offered to the users, what was our core business for almost 10 years, and the ecosystem that Acceso can offer once it becomes Melius. We will offer several financial products to the base. This will generate further engagement, and our users will access to more products and services. Additionally, having more products means that we will have more power to set up channels to bring in users to Melius. The 27,000 accounts that are open per working day at present the users were bringing in is still very much below the combined potential of Melius and Accesso Bank. When this product has been built better with better access, we will be able to step up the pace and grow at a much faster pace. Roadmap after the acquisition of Accesso Bank involves the credit card from Melius, reinforcing our partnership with Banco Pan. We will continue on with this partnership. The digital account generates more engagement with the product and leverages our distribution strategy for the credit card because of Banco Pan. Accesso Bank still depends on the approval of Bacen, as I mentioned, and ensuing the approval, the brand Accesso Bank will cease to exist. It will become Melius, and we will have a full bank and open banking solutions for our partners. And with a better strategy, a better design product, and a portfolio that is more complete, we will offer more financial services with a better distribution. This is my last slide. We will now go on to the question and answer session. I would like to thank all of you for the possibility to speak to you every quarter. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now go on to the question and answer session. Should you wish to pose a question, please press star one. To withdraw your question from the queue, press star two. Our first question comes from Marco Calvi from Itaú BBA. Good morning, a good day to you. I have three questions from our end. First, regarding the culmination of Accesso. I think that the roadmap, the products are excellent, but when we think about monetization, which are the main products that you imagine will be incorporated once this acquisition is approved by Bacen? My second question refers to the company's M&A strategy. You have evidently accelerated the speed in M&As. Some are larger, some are smaller, but it is a challenge when it comes to incorporating the M&As. Will we see a continuation of this M&A strategy going forward, or will your strategy be to incorporate these four assets? Now, the Pico de figures, the growth of revenues and GMV. If we could have these figures with the deltas and changes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco. I will allow Luciano to respond to the last question, to begin with the first question and speak about the main products for Accesso. Accesso will enable us to generate a card for the account for our users. It is linked to the balance that the customer will have with us. And I imagine that all of you know the bank. When we speak about the card, it will be fed into by the balance in the account, and we want to increase the user's cash-in in the system. We don't have a digital account, and this cash-in is only a cashback when our users buy from partners. Once we have this account, we will be able to show the users that it is worthwhile having money to have access to a variety of products. So we want to enhance this cashback with additional cash-ins. And these cash-ins can happen through a payroll salary or by trying to work with a CDI yield in your account. This can also be used as an acquisition strategy for greater growth. So, Marcos, in the most obvious way, we're speaking about the card and the revenues we will obtain from the user's balance in the account. This makes a great deal of sense for us. We can carry out payments, transfers, and much more. Secondly, to speak about M&A, we still have an M&A agenda and several NDAs that have already been signed. We're in no hurry whatsoever to work with these M&As. We continue to survey this, speaking to entrepreneurs to better understand the fit of the entrepreneur and the business and our company. We will not stop with this strategy. We have weekly committees that are making strides in this strategy. I would say that for the coming quarter, our main focus will be precisely to guarantee, like we did with Pico D, that these new acquisitions will fit properly in the ecosystem through integrations, through the Melio's app, or synergy with the team. When I speak about Pico D and Melhor Plano, these are small companies with rapid growth, and we have a great deal to add in terms of management, people, and their growth strategy. We're going to donate our knowledge and this close contact with the acquired companies so they can grow at a faster pace and so we can explore this synergy better. I will give the floor to Luciano to respond the third question. Thank you for the question, Marco. We attempted to keep to the rule that we have been using to record our balance. It's a lineal system, and the conversion rate is below. Yes, of course, we can work on this for future balances and work on the local currency so you can have an idea of the evolution. Excellent. Thank you very much. Our next question comes from Ricardo from BTG Pactual. You may proceed, sir. A good day to all of you, and congratulations for your results. I have two questions. First of all, I would like to better understand your trade equation dynamic. You're working with anticipation of GSA for the quarter. What are you considering going forward? Will it make more sense to consider revenues for cashback or products, I believe? The second question, if you could give us more color and information on Acesso Bank. If you will continue to distributing products of third parties or otherwise. Thank you. Your sound was cutting somewhat, Ricardo, but I think I understood the questions. Well, the first question, yes, there is a dynamic that we observe that is different from the one we observed in the first quarter 2020. The first dynamic you mentioned, that the speed with which our partners confirmed purchases has accelerated through time, and I think this is a reflection of the partners to the situation of the pandemic and the investments that they have made to offer a better experience. This accelerates the delivery terms, and of course, this impacts our recognition of CGC. This quarter compared to the quarter of 2020, we would see revenues dropping in the first quarter. In our case, we did have a drop in the fourth quarter last year and the first quarter now. And the take rate, we had partners working with higher rates vis-à-vis what we have observed in the other quarters. Now, having said this, we think that the scenario will become more stable as we observe now in the dynamic of the fourth quarter 2020 and this first quarter 2021. If we observe this during the coming quarters, this behavior will become clear in terms of the cashback net take rate. I think we still should not change this perception. The take rate is the way we negotiate commissions with partners, and the cashback is part of our strategy as Melius. Regardless of the agreement with partners, a decision lies upon us. At the end of the day, we make the cashback decision. Finally, if I understood your question refers to Acesso, yes, we are going to continue to, well, we're going to be the daring sellers in this gold rush, and it's the team that will enable us to sell these hammers. Otherwise, we're going to leverage partnerships and not leverage the balance of Acesso and Melius once this operation has been approved.
Thank you.
We would like to remind you that should you wish to pose a question, please press star one.
Our next question comes from Marcel Campos from XP Investimentos.
Good morning, Israel. Good morning, Luciano. I have two questions. My doubt refers to the pains of growth. Which is your perception on the difficulty of integration and management of the teams? You have given a great thrust to the growth of your team in the last 3 years. In the past, you had these peaks of growth and expansion. What are the other difficulties that you foresee, and how are you getting ready to deal with them? I will then ask my second question, if you allow me.
Thank you, Marcelo. Thank you for the excellent question. I have to speak very honestly and say that nowadays the feeling is that we're curing our pain. What do I mean by that? Before the IPO, we would produce all of these products. We communicated with all of the users, with 130 people in the team, and everything ended there. We did it very well, but it was difficult to try to explore other possibilities with such a lean team. If the team wants to explore opportunities, it won't be able to work with maintenance and enhance the products that already exist. There's a great deal of pain in this dilemma. Should we launch a credit card or continue as we are, or all of this dynamic was much more complex. What did we do when we held the IPO? We reinforced our team that we call Folks. It is our human resource team. We set forth a strategic plan with all of the area leaders to see what we believed in, and we began to accelerate this funnel in the last months. A few days ago, we remarked that It took us some time to get to the moment where we are with every fortnight, we are able to include new people in the team. It took us some time because we spent an entire year planning, and now we can truly deliver. Our feeling is that the pain has diminished, that planning is perfect, that the people that we're bringing in are not only technically good, they're also aligned with the culture, and the pain is passing. Regarding the M&As, well, M&As are novelties for us. As we always have done, myself and Lucas and others, we're seeking mentorship with national and international entrepreneurs to understand the best practices, to understand where things went wrong in the integration process and in the M&A process. We have done our homework to minimize our mistakes. They are going to happen, but we're going to guarantee that we have as few errors as possible. Additionally, the companies we have acquired, with the exception of Acesso, that is pending approval, the other companies follow an agenda that is separate from that of Melius. The level of synergy we would like to explore does not necessarily involve a union of teams or products, and this facilitates everything. The number of interactions we have with the eDinheiro team is once a month at board level. The interaction I have with Picodi, the international marketplace, we have two meetings a month, and we have a small team that works day after day with a Polish team. We have organized this in such a way that acquisitions will not drain out our teams. Quite the contrary, we will learn with a few resources that we're offering them. Yes, that was very clear. Thank you for the response. If you allow me a second question about Melius Nota Fiscal, the invoice, how is this product doing? You had a high number of activated offers. We don't know how many of these are from partners or if you gave incentives. And of course, you can attain a very large base through this. What is your plan to boost this product? Which would be the most appropriate partner to truly boost this base? Thank you.
Thank you, Marcelo. What I ask from the team recurrently, almost every week, is to focus on the activation and retention of users. We are at a point in time where we need more volume. We need more users scanning invoices, a larger volume of scanned invoices, and a collection of SKUs. I don't give the teams a monetization goal. It's not the time for that. We need to be more robust in numbers, have more traction to speak with the users to see what works, what does not work, where the product is good, where it is not, make the product better with the goal of improving activation and retention of users. We have a magic number. With more active users, with more traction, it will be easier to knock on the door of industries, our potential partners, and build products at four hands with them. This is not the initial driver, although you can already see on our platform that we have some monetized partnerships with industry. We do them, but it is not our focus. And an important metric for us is the number of engaged users.
Thank you, and congratulations for all the new products.
Thank you, Marcel. I would like to take advantage of the fact that we have come almost to the end. We have some questions from the web. We would like to thank you for the questions. As we have no more time, I will personally respond to your questions.
With this, we would like to conclude the question and answer session. We will return the floor to Israel Salman for the closing remarks. You may proceed, sir.
Thank you. Day one for us, it is the beginning of a journey. We have never been so enthusiastic. Melius has undergone incredible transformations in the last 6 months. Melius was only Brazil. It is now international with a very good team in Poland and with a team that we had in Brazil. The Melius products will continue to grow, the products that were already existing, and the acquisitions that we have set up in the last weeks are proof that we're not going to become accommodated. The Melius that you heard about in the IPO prospect is one, and the Melius will change quarter after quarter. This is our commitment to continue to innovate, to bring excellent people to the team, develop more products, generating more value for users and partners. I would like to thank all of you, especially the marvelous Melius team that makes all of this happen. Thank you very much. The Melius conference call ends here. We would like to thank all of you for your participation. Have a good day. Thank you for using Chorus Call.